PJ Morton is the keyboardist for the band Maroon 5. He released the solo album Gumbo last year, and his album Christmas with PJ Morton is streaming now. In tonight's brief but spectacular episode, he talks about growing up the son of a preacher in New Orleans and the effect of a message in music.
Somebody gave me a cassette tape of Stevie Wonder when I was a kid, probably about 12. A light switch clicked on, and I knew that I wanted to say things the way he was saying them. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. My father's a preacher, so I grew up a preacher's kid. There was a battle between me not necessarily wanting to be a gospel singer or be a preacher. Black Christian churches is, I still think, you know, one of the most amazing experiences. It was my first introduction into performing in a way, because you have an audience that's there, the congregation. And I would watch my dad stand up there and command the audience. I'm not a preacher, but I like to think that I carry a message with the music. Stevie Wonder, to me, even before I met him or anything, indirectly taught me how to write songs. Getting to work with him, hearing that song, and then that song being nominated for a Grammy, it still is today, to me, the top thing. The song I wanted Stevie to be on was a song called Only One. That year I was nominated for Only One, my dad was nominated for Gospel Song of the Year. I think it was the first father and son nomination since like Bob Dylan and Jacob, like 15 years before that. It was cool for us because we got to spend father and son time at the Grammys. My mom was taking 5 million pictures. I try to write selfishly. I try to have as little mental processing as possible if I can, because you start thinking about the fans and the fans change, or you start thinking about some person you're writing for and your relationship changes. I think the only thing you can truly do is come from an honest place and just expect that people are going to be able to connect to the honesty. Gumbo is my favorite album that I've done. And it's the first album that I was able to make at home in New Orleans. In New Orleans, you know, it's Laissez les bon temps rouler, which is Let the Good Times Roll. It's the Big Easy, so nobody was on my back as if I was in LA, like, hey man, you gotta meet this, you gotta, no, it's just like, oh man, that sounds good, you know? It's just whatever feels good in New Orleans. I owe a lot to the city, too, for giving me that spirit of freedom. My name is PJ Morton, and this is my brief but spectacular take on making music for me.
You can watch additional brief but spectacular episodes on our website, pbs.org/newshour/brief.